about?
Okay.
As usual, my name is Mr. Dan. Stay tuned.
Welcome everybody to today's edition of The Bow. So today, in the spirit of the new year, which we've entered already, we're talking about phones, cash, and loans. We all are aware that in Nigeria, there's this system whereby people want to buy new phones. I mean, this is a new year, want to front a new phone. Before the new year, you want to go into the new year with a new phone, or before Christmas. And since you don't have money, you go to these agencies, these firms that pay as you go. You know, you take a phone on a rent and you keep paying. And then some people go all right out of pressure, you know, for money. They take loans they can not pay. So with me today is my friend. I call him Alhaji. He's Mr. Ifani Ilo Uko. Mr. Ifani Uko. So he's a financial expert. So welcome to today's edition of The Bow, sir.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
So, sir, what do you think about, first of all, let's treat it two different issues. What do you think about this issue whereby people take these loans, I mean, these phones, and they can't pay back, you know, as they're using the phone, and then the firm that gave them the phone starts calling people on their contacts, you know, on the people that took the phone. They start calling everybody, even, and you won't even know that, this person bought this phone on credit. Do you feel that those firms should just do that thing outright? Do you feel it's a violation of our rights? I mean, is it the problem now that we're now friends with this person that has taken a phone on credit?
Okay, first off, I do not think the intention behind that such schemes are not bad. It's not bad for you to take phones on loan and pay back, you know, in installments. But then, you know how it can be. There's always a disadvantage to everything that has good intention. And the fallout is what you've just talked about. Well, it's not particularly bad for people who have given out their assets to want their money back. However, I think how they are going about it is the wrong thing, and we actually need to address it. Well, there are different methods of retrieving debt, and unfortunately, some of these people have, you know, gone to the extent of, you know, harassing people who are on their contact. However, it is advised that when you're going for things like this, it's very good that you go through the terms and conditions so that you know what you're up against. Some of these people actually have indicated that where you would accept to give them access to your phone book. So if you have clicked it, you're endangering the privacy of people who are on your phone book. So all of these things should be put into consideration. However, for the sake of those who are not aware, they are not part of the deal, I think they should do better. It's good to retrieve their loan, it's good to collect back their monies, but then harassing, posting pictures of announcing their obituaries, you know, harassing people who are not even privy to the information about borrowing money is not the way to go. It's a very bad one. If there are ways through which they can retrieve their loan, that's fine. As much as possible, I support it. That's where due diligence comes in.
Yeah.
You should submit proof of address. You can have agents go to their addresses and, you know, discuss. Let them know why they are defaulting in their responsibility of paying back, and possibly find a way that is suitable so that it is, you know, they come in terms instead of just, you know, going about harassing people. And the funny thing is, you know, these people of the underworld are beginning to exploit this opportunity.
Yeah.
What they do is post pictures of people who are not even owing them, you know, send it to their contacts, and then get some money from these innocent people. Mm-hmm. So since these people of the underworld have hijacked this your method, even if it is working for you prior to now, then it's high time you just left it and start something, get creative, you know, look for other methods through which you can retrieve your loan. Thank you.
Okay. You know, it's quite annoying, you know, that this is a debt recovery method for these phone companies. But, you know, just like you said, you know, the fraudulent ones are also cashing in on this to also defraud friends of people that didn't even take a loan. But my issue now on the loan, not the phone now, the people that take loan, is it proper that apart from, you know, reaching out to your contacts, that these people go all out on social media, on different media platforms and start saying that this person is wanted, you know, putting it out as if it's a manhunt for a major money. I mean, we're talking about someone that maybe took a loan for 50,000 naira. We know that that's some money, but now they make it seem if it's a manhunt for somebody that has taken a million naira upwards. So do you feel that way of debt recovery is also good?
No. Outright, no. That's illegal. It's actually not good. It's not the way to go. And like I said earlier, they can get creative about this. You don't just give. I see adverts of these loan sharks, you know, everywhere. They are ubiquitous. They press it down to your nose. You want to view status. You want to watch a YouTube video. Whatever you do, there are sometimes that I even, you know, clear my phone memory just to you know, have more space on my phone, and then this will just pop up from nowhere. Do I want to borrow money? I don't want to borrow money. So in a way, some of these people push it down the throat of people who are not even who are not interested. They don't really have a use for that money, but because they see free money, and you know, Nigerian mentality in quotes, it's not supposed to be like that. There are some people who feel like, okay, it's free money, let me just take it, and they are not interested in paying back.
Mm.
You understand? So all of these people culminated into what's happening. If there is a proper due diligence, you are able to, you pass all all the criteria that has been set by the relevant bodies. Of course, it's not going to be a problem retrieving your loan, because of course I have access to, I can even take out money from every other account. It's possible. That's if and only if every signs, every checks are, you know, ticked. So yeah, I one of the problems in Nigeria is the issue of data. We don't really have accurate data. My BVN, for instance, may not necessarily be linked to my NIN, to my driver's license. So I could use driver's license to commit atrocity and nobody can trace me with it. You understand? Somehow, I'm not blaming the government, definitely, but I feel the government can do better.
Okay. So that's okay. Thank you so much. So we've heard it. It's a proper, very proper, that if you want to take a loan, you take it, you read the terms and conditions before you go in and take the loan. And as well, we also beg this financial institutions to please respect the human rights of these people that are taking the loans, and you know, do it with all forms of decency, and of course the federal government. Let's let the datafication process be more solidified so that we can track these people easily without violating the rights of the friends of the people that took the loan. Thank you for listening to today's edition of The Bow, and as usual, in God we trust. Bye-bye.